Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Meow.
Oh,
Hey, girl.
How's Vegas treating you? You know, it's my home away from home. No one loves Vegas more than me. And Erin isn't the biggest fan, but I try to recruit her. We were just there a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, how can you not love this place? How's it going? Have you put $100 for me on 23 Red?
First of all, I will never be able to be in Vegas again without you, Michael Strahan, and Sean Payton. I am roaming these halls, as I put on my Instagram yesterday. And I was telling the story last night of you, Stray, myself, walking and then being like, where's Sean? And then he comes out from behind like a curtain. I was just laughing so hard. But I'm in Vegas for work. I did a little job yesterday. I'm doing one today. It is so different when you're here and you are not here to party. I did enjoy myself at dinner last night, had, you know, a few cocktails, and then turned into, I woke up this morning and looked at the scab on my face and I said, oh, I played the old, was overserved and became a dermatologist by night. But you would have died. So I was walking around. I forgot to pack a shirt to go to dinner and a pair of jeans. So I just wanted to go to the fashion mall
across the way. Little Miss Packer forgot to pack that?
I know. Oh my God. Yes. Somebody did DM me and say, what outfit is this today? Hilarious. So I had to run across to the fashion mall. So I have a map.
Which one?
Exactly. And I have a map and I'm trying to figure out where the hell I am and I'm trying to hurry up. I can't see the damn writing. So I'm holding my flashlight on this. And I was like, I am just so anti-Vegas right now. Like, old person, can't read the map. Don't know where I'm going. And then
are you staying at Treasure Island with a map? What do you mean you have a
map? I'm looking at Treasure
Island
right now. Well, I got to get down and across to go to the bridge. Also, you know, you're too old or you're at a work trip in Vegas. I put a cute little outfit together and I was like, I'm going to bring the heels, but right now I'm going to be in my Jordans. Didn't put my heels on the entire night. Just walked around in my Jordans and couldn't have been happier.
I'm not even mad at that move right now. Although, you know what I'm mad about? Now everyone wears Jordans. Like, I feel like, not to be like, I'm not a trendsetter. I am not trendy. I'm none of those things. But I love Jordans a long time ago. And now girls that like don't even know who Michael Jordan is are wearing these bad boys. I'm very upset about it, but this is what happens. So I love Vegas. The only assignment that you have before you leave, please, I will pay you back. I'll Venmo you now $100 on 23 Red for roulette. The one time I didn't do it, I do it every single time. The one time I didn't do it, I put $400 of my remaining chips just on all, like you can do black or just red without numbers. I did it on black, $400. Guess what number hit? 23 red.
Well, like, do I just go up to any table and just do it? Or do I have to find a special table or what?
It's a great question. So you got to look at, there's the little placard right next to the wheel and it will say what the, like it'll say, like if it's a $500 minimum, then you ain't putting $100 down. You need a $500. We get it. Minimum there. So just go to a table that has anything less than the denomination of 100 and you go and you'd say $100 and you get a single chip, like $100 demarcation on it, and just put it on 23 red. Okay. And then they spin that wheel, girl. Mm-hmm. That's right. Speaking of Las Vegas, we have part two of our amazing interview with a gal that spent a lot of time in Las Vegas. For those of you guys that maybe didn't hear part one, Renee Paquette, formerly Renee Young, she is a television broadcast host. She is a author of a cookbook. She is a mother. She is the queen. She is the Erin Andrews of the WWE. She is all things and ultimately
sucks for her. No, I'm kidding.
Crazy. She's an ultimate girl's girl and so much fun. Here's part two of our interview with her. So, Renee, your world is so niche. I know nothing about wrestling. It's like I've...
Well, remember when you came to SmackDown were like doing...
So this is, again, why she's such a like girl's girl, because I sat down in the makeup chair and I'm like, I don't know dick about this. Like, what are we talking about? And here's my whole thing is that... Don't pretend like you know something if you don't, because then you get exposed, right? Like I'm saying, oh, a 2.5 era. Well, it's ERA. It's not era. So there's very specific things in each sport. So give me the three things. Like, I don't know. Am I calling it wrestling? Am I calling it WWE? What's the difference between Raw? What's the difference between SmackDown? Like, give me the dummy's guide to wrestling.
Oh,
and am I even able to call it wrestling? No, just like three things I need to know the next time I'm asked to participate in anything, which actually won't ever be again, given my performance the last time.
You don't know that, because Fox, we work, I had to go and do something for Fox, and I was so intimidated, and I literally told
I was on the red carpet that night.
And I ended up having to do a segment, and it was fully scripted, and I was fucking panicking
because
I was like, I do not want to walk into your world and be a total asshole and ignorant and look like I am just like poo-pooing it, because I know it's your job. I know it's your life. It's the same way I'd feel if you guys walked into NFL and you didn't give it the respect it deserved. So my armpits were at an all-time high. It was crazy.
And there was a red or there was a pink suit to prove it.
Pink.
I actually remember the pink suit, because I remember passing and I was like, oh my, look at this pink suit. I love it. I'm a sucker for a pantsuit. You slap some pink on that. Oh my
God. I'm your girl. I've got the closet for it. So
give me three things that Erin and I need to know. Dummy's guide to wrestling.
All right. Dummy's guide to wrestling. I'll keep this to WWE wrestling for Fox purposes. We don't call it wrestling.
See, I'm already fucked.
What do you call it?
It's sports entertainment.
Okay.
Yep.
Nick Khan's upset
with me. WWE has really their own dictionary of words. Like, there are so many like no words. Like, you don't call a championship the belt. It's always a title or the championship.
Wow.
You never say fake. That will not fly. And there's a lot of like insider terms as well, like kayfabe, which means
what's that?
So kayfabe is like, you're like, when you're like in on something, like you don't want the fans to know this thing, or like whether something's real or not. That's like the kayfabe.
Kayfabe. Yeah. I just think K-Fed. Oh. Where's he?
Oh my God, where is K-Fed?
Well, he wasn't going to her house.
Yeah, yeah,
like the other guy. He seems like he has it together.
Yeah.
He's with those children. Anywho, back to sports entertainment. Is that what it is? Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so some other wrestling do's and don'ts. Well, I will say for backstage interviews, you have to stand a little bit behind the talent.
Yes, yes.
So that they look bigger.
I took my heels off because I felt so bad.
Yeah, I would often take my shoes off.
Yes.
And
I did that
at
Extra
them.
In Hollywood. I was towering right? over those actors.
Moose.
My God. Yeah. Large and in charge.
I would always be wearing a heel all day just to make the outfit look better. But then when it actually got down to like the work aspect of it, I'm like, all right, let's like kick these bad boys off and see what happens. See what we can get up to. What
see
else?
See what we get up to. While you think of that, let me real quickly, because I know you have other things to do with your life. Why do you think that WWE is so popular? What is it about the sport that is just fanatical?
I think it's the characters. I think it's the characters big time. I mean, I will always say, if you're not a fan of wrestling and you do sit through a SmackDown, you watch those 2 hours, you're going to find something for everybody, whether it's a character you like, a match you like, a style that you like. There's so many different things to get into. And I think it's being able to attach yourself to a character. There's like all of the history that you can go back to. And that's always going to be sprinkled through. Like I find on like the broadcasting side of things, there's so many different layers to things that you have to know. It's hard to kind of like just jump in and get yourself up to speed because there is so much stuff and what they're all built upon over the years. I think it's the characters 100%. There's just something so infectious about watching these athletes that are also these entertainers. Like it always blew my mind working there and having this different respect. Like I know you can like watch the show and be like, okay, they're doing this thing, whatever. But like to be there in the belly of the beast and see like the show coming together last minute. Like sometimes we would go on the air without the show written. Like we're out there doing commentary. We have no scripts. We have no show in front of us, but the show is starting. Here we go. Things are changing. And then you see these, you know, someone will go out and do this like 20-minute match. Then my dumbass jumps in there and is like, hey, let's have a little conversation. And then they have this like promo that has been written for them that they've had to memorize, and there's lines they need to hit, and there's promotions that they need to get in, like all of these different things. Like that always blew my mind to see someone like really quickly, like, okay, this is what we're doing in our match. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, this is my promo for afterwards. Like it is, there's just so much. There's so much that these athletes do, and I couldn't applaud them and the production crew enough. Like the crew that is in there every single week, putting on these shows, writing these new shows. There's pay-per-views. People get injured. Things have to change. There's just so many different moving parts to it that I find really fascinating, and how a show can like change and they adapt and they figure it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's one thing I was a little worried about when I was doing kind of my backstage hit. They told us to stand down or whatever the word they use, and they were going through it as producers. And I was like, oh my God, did I mess up? Did I you know, F it up, what's happening. And the guys I were with were like, you're fine, stop sweating. But sweating is something I always do. And that's not just because I'm American, but you became an American citizen in 2021.
I did, yeah. March of last year. Like, it's a big deal. I mean, definitely like a bit of like a weird time for it, for sure. But right. Oh my God, amazing.
That's why did you want to?
It's doing all the paperwork and the visas and all of those things is just like, oh my God. It's just like, so much to do constantly of like, my visa's about to expire.
I've got these taxes,
all of these like booklets that are like this thick, like saying I'm like Oprah of Canada, which is not true.
It is. Really your 3 million Instagram followers will tell you that you are. So your humility is very, very sweet, but enough already. Wait, what was the hardest question on the test?
So you do the test and there's an app that you can get that just like, it's from 100 questions. It's all multiple choice. Great. So I'm like studying my ass off, getting ready for this. I go in to do the test. It's not fucking multiple choice.
I had
to just know it. So I'm panicking because there's like there's an iPad in front of me and I sit down and I'm ready with like the stylus ready to go. And the iPad doesn't light up. And I'm like, and she's asking me these questions. And I'm like, thank God I got six. You have to get 6 of the 10 right. If you get 6 in a row, you're done. And you don't have to complete the other ones.
I couldn't get 6 out of 10.
So I got 6 in a row done. I was like quizzing John on it. Because like same thing. Like I went to do the reverse. I did the Canadian version, like the test. I was like, oh, I would absolutely destroy it. Like it's bad. With this one, I did it. I got the 6 questions right. I went in, I pledged my allegiance
to that flag,
I got my
girl.
Certificate. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was really cool. It felt like, it really was such a big, cool moment. And then I like got to celebrate 4th
Good
of July.
You.
It felt like really cute. Patriotic. You know what's really funny and like nerdy though? So last night we went and saw Top Gun. And I was like, this is America. I am a part of this now. Like,
oh, you're so cute. That's
really
awesome.
Like, felt like that to me. Yeah, it was cool. But also having my daughter and she's she's American. Yeah. She can get her Canadian citizenship and I will do that. But I just felt like it was time. I've been here for a while. I had my green card and because when you have your green card, you have to have it for 5 years and then you can apply for your citizenship. Or if you're married, you can do it in 3. So I did it for the 3.
Yeah.
So, cool.
But your congratulations on that. But you'll always be a Canadian girl born in Toronto.
Does Jared have a citizenship or no?
Not yet. He's working on it.
Yeah.
But can we play a little game we like to call Are You Canadian or is it just, or wait, no, hold on. Let me get this right. Is it Canadian or is it just Jared? Can we,
because
I have it, like his things that he does and Chris and May, because she spent a lot of time with him too.
Angel.
On Jeroot Stoll.
Canadians are good people.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, is this Canadian or is this just Jarrett? Do you freeze everything and then keep it in the freezer forever?
God, no, I don't do that. I am like, I put something in the fridge, it stays there for one day, maybe a day and a half, and it's turfed.
Turfed, I love you, Sarah.
It does not always go in the freezer for me. Yeah.
CT?
Wait, I was pulling it up. You go, do the next one.
Renee, is this Canadian or just Jarrett unpacking everything immediately upon checking into a hotel room?
That's
or
just Jarrett.
Unpacking from a trip.
That's okay? That's Jarrett. That's my. I literally have been home from my last trip at least 2 weeks, full luggage downstairs that I just pick and prod through as I need things.
Okay, so we're just for those of you keeping score at home, just Jarrett has two.
two just Jarrett.
Not to be confused with just Jared. That's a different game that we'll play
right.
with Jared Leto. Okay,
sure.
Running, is this Canadian, Renee, or just Jarrett? Running through airports to beat crowds and get to the front of the line.
Just Jarrett. That's him. No, I like to take my sweet ass time getting on a plane. I used to be that person that would want to like hurry up and get there. Now, listen, let's not confuse this with me not being irrationally upset with people that crowd trying to get on the plane. They crowd getting the luggage. It's unnecessary. Someone needs to like take another look at the boarding system. But no, I do not sprint through the airport. I actually will go the opposite end that if I have to sprint through the airport to catch my next flight, I'm like,
I've had that before.
Might not make it. I don't like doing it.
What about leaving for the airport about 4 hours beforehand? Is that Canadian or just Jarrett?
No way. How is he like that? Did he not have to travel a ton?
Yeah, he was on a charter jet his entire career. And so airports scare the living shit out of him.
Yeah,
and so
I get that.
Do not speak to him at an airport. He is just absolutely sweating like he just was on the ice for a penalty kill. I'm like, we're just boarding. Like, it's not that dramatic.
No, yeah, that's just him.
Okay, here's the last one. Well, Canadian or just Jarrett is eating Lucky Charms, but not the marshmallows. This is her significant
that's
other.
That's also just Jarrett. Him and John would be thick as thieves. Oh my God, they could really go through those Lucky Charms and just divvy them up. John just bought a package that was only the marshmallows because he's on this kick where he goes to bed with a giant hot chocolate with whipped cream sprinkled in either the Lucky Charm marshmallows or crushed up Butterfinger.
Is John pregnant? He likes ice cream. We've got the hot chocolate. Is Nora, do you want to make an announcement? I mean, this is, breaking news.
Do you know that when my husband was playing, it was so disgusting? I mean, I get it. They burned so many calories. Mm-hmm. But he would go to bed at night after we had already hit the McDonald's drive-thru on the way home from Staples Center and would go to bed with a bowl of Lucky Charms. He would put Oreos in it. I was just like, Jesus.
It's nuts. It's nuts. I had to threaten John the other night. So when we moved to Cincinnati, we bought our house. It's super old. It was built in 1880. It's a great house. I love it. But we have a mouse in our house.
Whoa.
Since been caught. Not great. Which is a whole other story.
Where was the OA dead on arrival when you caught it? Was it dead? Like rigor mortis or what?
On the sticky board. So the guy came to like, I was like, I had to call the, what's the word? The
exterminator.
Exterminator. Mm-hmm. So he comes and he's like spraying the house, puts down the mouse trap. So John left for the road later that night. I just didn't open the pantry for the 2 days that he was gone. I was like, I can't see it.
Because
if I
there.
See it, I don't know that I can't remove it. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. But I also, if I know that there's a dead mouse in there, I can't simply walk past that and pretend there's not a dead rodent in the house. Oh, anyway, so I threatened him. I was like, if one mouse makes its way up to our room because you are bringing protein bars and hot chocolates and like ice cream containers, you're done. You're done. So
you out. I know we're almost out of time, but we'd be remiss given the year. Renee, are you siding with the lightning? Are you siding with the avalanche?
I think I got to go with the Avs. I'm so sorry.
Why?
I feel like the
Aaron's so mad.
I get it. And let's also just give a second here because the Bolts have gone back to back. Could you imagine if they go thrice? Three time, like that's
Victor
absurd.
Hedman, you better knock it off. He is adorable, that little Swedish, and he's not little, but
no, he's not little.
I just love them so much.
Isn't
okay, go
crazy?
On.
That's like, incredible. That Florida was going to become this hockey town. You saw that coming. I didn't.
No one. Me in 2000 when I was the sideline reporter, absolutely sucking, but hey.
Good old Amalie Arena. Throwing it down.
Yeah. So you like the Avs. They're incredible. Their speed is insane. It's very annoying.
Gosh.
Joe Sakic royalty. I'm involved, but
who doesn't
whatever.
Love Joe Sakic?
A lot of
Come
drama
on.
With the home ice. Yeah. The situation. I mean,
yeah,
my
it's
God.
Been a ton of fun to watch. I mean, just seeing like Colorado having this opportunity and like the season that they've been able to have. I was doing a segment with NHL Network during the regular season, and Jackie Redmond, who I was working with, she had been picking Colorado from the get-go. And I was like, really? What's going on here? I don't know. Because I was all on board with Tampa Bay. And yeah, now kind of looking at the way the series is unfolding, I think I'm going to go Colorado on this one.
Whoa. John Elway is Patrick Waugh, not Patrick Roy. Renee, you are a dream. Congratulations on everything, all your success. Also your baby girl.
Yeah.
She's very lucky to have you as a mama. Oral sessions, messy in the kitchen. You do it all. Thank you for being the ultimate girl's girl. And send me the link for those prenatals because mine are
I
not
will.
Working.
Listen,
this
on
is
Amazon,
fake.
I got
I got to get some wear by EA
yes.
hockey gear on you. What do you
oh
want?
My
you want
gosh.
Abs? You want Vegas? What do you want, girl?
I think I would have to go Vegas.
Toronto. Great.
Oh,
I'll send
I
it
know,
your way.
I know. It's very
what?
Controversial.
Oh, my gosh. She becomes American and she writes off the Toronto
well,
Maple Leafs.
Here's the thing. I had to jump on the Golden Knights bandwagon so hard because when I was living in Vegas, I was like, what the fuck does anybody do here? I don't like anything. And then the Golden Knights, I'm like, oh, my God, we're getting a hockey
Fun.
Team and they're
yeah.
good. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So I like really hitched my wagon onto the Golden Knights. And, it, you know, it's paid off. For the most part, I mean, this last season was the shits, but I don't live there anymore. So maybe that has
well,
something
we'll
to do
send
with
you
it.
Some gear. Yeah. I'd
I would
love,
love
to see
that.
You in it. Yeah.
Yeah, the
yeah.
Wear by EA, by the way.
I know.
Exceptional oh, products.
Love you.
Amazing.
We're
Beautiful.
Trying. We're trying.
Honestly, women needed that. We really needed Aww. That. Actually, when I, yeah, moving to Cincinnati and I was like, well, I guess I better jump on the old Bengals bandwagon over here.
We'll send
and
you
I was
some
like,
good time
too.
To do it.
I know, right? Honestly, I'm like, oh, great. Good time to jump on that bandwagon. But yeah, I was like on the hunt for cute Bengals gear. So
we got you.
I know where to
no
go.
Worries.
I know what to get.
Yep. You are a girl's girl, a consummate professional, and you are one of our favorites. Thank you for taking the time. We know you're busy. And next time you're out in LA, hit us up.
Yes, definitely. So good to hang out with you guys. I've admired both of you so much through your career. So I really appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, babe.
Good
Thank
to see
you.
You.
Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.